Good morning. Many thanks for the kind invitation. Good luck for the next 50 years. What I know from the current trends in longevity makes me full of hope that most of us will be around for your 100th anniversary. I won't go into the very specific situation in Switzerland as well as in Europe, where the situation is very moving and moving rapidly in terms of the structure of public health schools. But I just wanted to address a couple of points which are currently vividly debated in Europe around this development of schools of public health. And these two points, which has been partially or already addressed by my predecessors, are the relationship with public health with human medicine, and the second one is the education needs in public health. As for the first point, for the relationship with human medicine, in Europe, and I will say very strongly in Europe, public health has been developed as a part of medicine for many reasons I will not explore now. But as a matter of fact, it is only in the Faculty of Medicine that public health became part of the curriculum and a medical and a specialty and a profession, in fact. And of course now the ongoing debate is should we split now these schools of public health from out of the faculty and to get it out of the Faculty of Medicine. I think that in favor of a close relationship between human medicine and public health, one of the very important arguments which is coming again and again is that having public health close to medicine allows some sort of close relationship between the care and the prevention, which is really a daunting task in your country as well as in mine, probably. And this offers some sort of unifying concept, which is, I think, lacking in general in our systems. And this unifying concept also allows a sort of continuum from clinical medicine to population medicine, which is, again, grosso modo lacking in general. Of course, against this close relationship, the most important argument, which was addressed by our colleague Hu, is that there is a huge delayed implementation and development of non-medical solution to current problems, and tobacco was exactly the point well taken, but there are many others. And probably because it's very difficult for a school of medicine to hire a good health economics, a good sociologist, a good people outside the field of medicine. And certainly we should consider the possibility to change something in the faculty in medicine in order to allow them to be to have easier relationship with this non-medical profession. Another argument, again, the close relationships between public health and clinical medicine or human medicine, is that it's a bit unclear to what extent clinicians and public health specialists really collaborate to link population-based approaches with clinical care. And I think, again, the example of screening is an extremely good one, because here we can see that, in general, clinical physicians do not really understand the logic of the population impact of a measure like screening being one of the very good examples. But I think this debate is very, very important now in many countries in Europe. In my country, for example, in Switzerland, the largest institute is not, which is in the one in Basel, with the Tropical Institute, is not affiliated with the School of Medicine. And this, they are discussing these trends also in Germany and in other countries. The second thing I just wanted to briefly address is the education needs in public health. The story begins with a report of, you may have read, of the Institute of Medicine published in 2002, where you can find these statements. I think it was in the recommendation. The statements say that reads as the majority of governmental public health workers have little or no training in public health. And this is the real surprise, that it is despite a huge, very big offer. For example, we have some estimation of the number of public health currently available. We recently made a census in Switzerland just to count the number of public health workers. According to our estimates, we have 10,000 full-time equivalent public health workers in Switzerland for a country of 7 million inhabitants. The level of education of these people working as public health workers is very high. Two-thirds of them have an academic, a full academic education, but only one-third have an explicit diploma or paper stating that they have been educated in public health, only one-third. And this very low level of education of public health practitioners is observed despite the fact that we have currently worldwide about 450 schools of public health. In Europe, about we have about 80 schools of public health, which qualify as schools of public health. And so why aren't we able to provide adequate answer to the education of public health workers? Perhaps the teaching we are providing in the schools of public health is not adequate for public health practice. This is a very serious problem, I think, in every country, because most of my colleagues and most of my young colleagues we have in our institute primarily come into public health because of epidemiology. And it takes some time. Just to explain that it's, well, public health is not only epidemiology, and probably this explains the fact that for the practice of public health, government or people in charge of hiring these people do prefer other professions which have much more to do with decision-making, for example, or decision under uncertainty. And this is that sort of things we could discuss in the content of our courses and our education in general. Another problem, I think, is that we have now too many small schools of public health, and this means that many of these small schools are basically unable to be aware of the whole story of public health in each areas. It's a very important problem for the Association of the Schools of Public Health in Europe, because, as you may know, the number of countries in Europe increased during the 20 last years very much, and as a result, we have a lot more small countries in the Balkans, in the former European USSR, and also in other parts of Europe, and as a result, we have much more centers of education in public health, which tend to be very small, of course, for Serbia and for Croatia, which is a very old school, but it's a small one in substance. And of course, the problem of these small schools is that they are too small to have a critical mass of persons involved and of discipline to be taught and to be researched in these very small schools. So I think one of the important, also perhaps basic points for the future will be to reassess the size and the competencies of these future schools of public health. That's it. Thank you.